everybody, Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WRB 3.185, going into part two tonight of the Wiggle Worm from the Black Hole. We want you to call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy's on the air tonight. We've got a great one. We're going into the book of Revelations. We're going to look at some of the prophetic events, the things that are scheduled to come, a time of trouble, like we said last night. And a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen, lays in store for the people who belong to Yahweh. There is a people, a precious people. It's been a hidden people for the mercy of Yahweh's people themselves. He's kept us as an underground organization. We're not close-knit. We are few and far between. However, Yahweh's got his children, and he knows them, and he calls them all by name, and he's saving the best for the last days, or the beginning of the times of sorrow, as it is mentioned in the book of Revelations and the book of Matthew, chapter 24, as we laid a gestalt of the book of Isaiah 13 and 14, where he's going to shake the nations. The 20 and 12, if you look at the predictions that are coming out of a lot of people, there is to be a return of an orthodox orbiting planet, vastly termed Planet X or Nibiru. It is now, they say, hurling through our solar system, and this theory is really backed up with some written text in the Sumerian text on a tablet, if you will, 243. It allegedly depicts the knowledge that they had of then of 12 planets. Well, we don't have their knowledge except that we know that there's 9 that we've counted. The 10th planet, could it be in 2010 that we're going to discover another planet with the sun and the moon, ladies and gentlemen, in our system? We could very easily reach 12 within the coming year. And once that happens, the planet re-enters the solar system every 3,600 years, according to this knowledge that was gleaned from the Sumerian texts. They have been amazingly accurate, just like the Mayan calendar, and 20 and 12 is when there is an archway down in South America that says, we shall return. And then the date is forecast for 20 and 12. Now, who's going to return? Well, let's say that the planet that was put into the deep that we talked about last night, Satan was bound on a planet, and if he's due to return in the 20 and 12 scenario, or the cycle that would actually give us 20 and 12, notice, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a time of trouble, again, pronounced not for the world. The world's going to be eating, drinking, and being merry. I want you to really get a hold of that. Let that sink into your spiritual bones. And praise Yahweh. Notice that the time of trouble is Jacob's trouble of Jeremiah chapter 30. And as I said, verse 7. Now, let me go into the book of Revelations. I'm going to look at some of the scriptures and the first seal. I watched the Lamb as he opened the first seal of all the seven seals, and then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. And I looked, and behold, before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he had a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror, bent on conquest. Revelations chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Have you ever seen the white knights, as we call them? These dark beings these shadowy figures, these kings of the earth, doing the work of the will of Satan. These are the Antichrist. There's more than one. Everybody's looking for one Antichrist when there's many. John said there are many Antichrists even now in the world. Well, that was 2,000 years ago. What do you think we got going on now? It's the building and the bulging at the belt, at the seams, really. And it's almost like that they have almost come into fruition, that they believe that they have met the requirements of Satan as they work feverishly for the earth to be conquered into a new world order. I do believe that the financial situation that has been perpetrated into the world, America in particular, which is the breadbasket or the storehouse of the great resistance that they expect to come from, you that will do exploits that I mentioned in the book of Daniel, chapter 11 and 12, where it says that he would literally wear out the saints. Now, this is the seal, the first seal of religious deception and persecution that the devil is going to have. Now, he was given, listen, a bow, and he was given a crown. That means he had authority. And if you go to the Revelation 17, you'll see this beast power. It rides upon the back of a woman. Now, that's a harlot, a whore, if you will, a false sense, if you will, deceiving the whole world. And that's exactly what the Antichrist is going for to begin his conquest of the world. Now, let's move quickly because I'm riding a fast horse tonight. And you know what a horse means? It symbolizes war. Water symbolizes people. So let's go quickly down to the second seal. And when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." And then another horse came out, a fiery red one, and its rider was given power to take peace from the earth. That's what the scripture says in the book of Revelations. And it also confirms it in Matthew 24, where the Messiah, the great prophet of the predictor of the end times. You people that are living in the general area of these places where it could be very hazardous to your health, and you may need to get out of these places. You need to pray and search your soul to see if you're in a safe zone. And you say, well, why should I remain safe? Wouldn't it be better to go on and get out of here? Yes, it would. To be frankly honest with you, the Bible said the righteous are literally taken from the wrath to come. However, we got a war to win. We got a battle to fight. And the Lamb said, come. And here is the red horse. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword, and the rider took peace from the earth so that nation would rise against nation, according to the prophecy of Matthew chapter 24. Now, let's go quickly to the third seal, and let me cover and lay a gestalt, and I'll get right on into 20 and 12, or the wiggle worm that is hidden in what we call the hidden planet. Does the government know about it? Would it profit them if they kept this event hidden from you? That Satan would suddenly appear in his temple? Wouldn't it make sense for all of the world's religions to unite? Wouldn't it make sense for, after a period of war and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and pestilence and all of these things that are harbingers of the things to come and will come quickly? We're coming into the area. We're almost in 20 and 10. We've got 2 years until we come to the 12th year of 2000, which is 2012. December, if you will, in the winter solstice, when we have the actual crossing of the elliptical plane, the sun will pass exactly at midpoint 26,000 years that it took for this precession of the equinox to make its flight, if you will. This is the first rare celestial event in 26,000 years. Now, it's amazing that 213 is 26, like I told you last night. And the meaning is that 13 is Yahweh's number. There were 13 men sitting in the seed line wombs to exit into the earth to form a circle that was 12 in and one in the center. Or 12 in and Yahweh in the center and one out. Now, this gate of judgment for Dan in the sacred circle that's mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 12, which we will try to get to and show you the perfect formation and the foundation stones that's already laid. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken away. And remember, I gave you the scriptures there in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, for everything that could not be shaken will remain. Find you a safe zone, ladies and gentlemen. The earth is going to shake. It's going to tremble. And if you're living around a coastal or a large city, please take my heed my warning and take it seriously that I give to you tonight. Get away. Escape. Come into the mountains. Flee ye to the mountains. Now, when the Lamb opened the third seal, I hear the living creature say, come. And I looked, and before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And then I heard what sounded like a voice among the living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages. Oh, my. Working a whole day for a quart of wheat. I can remember back in the 30s that my father told me that times was so hard that they literally worked for three men, my dad and his two sons. They worked hard in a day's wages for a piece of ham meat and maybe perhaps a soup bone to go with the scarce vegetables that they had grown and to make them a savory soup. This is what this talks about, the third seal of famine. There shall be famine and pestilence, wars, rumors of wars. There shall be drought. The water's turning bitter. People fighting over land rights and water rights coming to you. Did you know that the government is now planning to come in for this green peace? And they're going to examine your appliances and maybe your television, and see if they meet regulations of the government. You're going to have to pay a fee. If you don't qualify, you're going to have to junk the ones you've got. Probably dispose of them, be a better word, and that'll cost you again. Just like they've done the tires and things that you have to take off your automobile, you can no longer just throw them away and be done with it. It costs you. And this is going to be excluded into a one world government where they will exact the taxations and the regulations that are coming in a worldwide one world government. The writer brings a famine to the earth. A loaf of bread will cost a person a day's wages is basically what it's talking about. Have you got any food stored? Are there going to be hard times, Pastor? But of course they are. All these are to bow or to weaken the resolve of a proud people in America. We never had to beg, except the first crash of 1929, when my dad said the people that lived in cities were literally begging for food. The people people that lived in the country that I just told you about, my dad and his father and the other brother, how they worked feverishly for a day's wages. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, in 2012, if we have this perturbance, this disturbance, this electromagnetic perversion, if you will, the Earth is going to reel and rock, and everything that can't be shaken is going to remain, but that which is going to be shaken is going to fall. Maybe even the electronic systems that we have been so addicted to, like computers and radios and televisions and things of this nature, and communications and everything works. The whole world is built upon electronic, and it could go out overnight. Babylon could literally crash to the floor and be on the graveyard, the junk heap, if you will, on the annals of time by one shaking in the land. The earth, as Isaiah said it, is going to shake. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the fourth seal, which is talked about in pestilence. And these are all things leading up to, if you will, these things are leading up to the actual coming and the remedy maker, the problem solver, if you will, this great being from the heavens. Life going to be discovered. It's going to be announced to us very soon that we're not alone in the universe, and that's going to cast down all religious doubts about their gods and the different warring factions in the earth, that we're just like those out there that really created us and put us here as an experiment, and they've been watching over us as watchers. They have intensified their activities in the last days, and this is according to the fourth seal. And when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth living creature said, "Come." I looked, and there was a pale horse. Now, pale is a sickly, weakly economy, if you will. Maybe you need food from the third seal of famine revelation. And then there's going to be a great death. In other words, a lot of people are going to die as a result of these hard times. And yet it's still designed and orchestrated by the elite to rid a certain people upon the earth from their very genetic existence. The destruction of the covenant people of Yahweh. The devil hates them. The devil despises you if you belong to Yahweh. The devil's going to make war with you if you belong to Yahweh. Now, what is your mission if you accept the challenge? It's to stand. Now, remember the great shaking? Stand. Remember the time of trouble? Stand. Remember the plagues? Stand. Remember the famine that's coming? Stand. Remember the death and the waters and the bitterness and the weeping and the mourning of the earthlings. Stand. Stand up under the persecution and the pestilence of the fourth seal. Now, let's go to the fifth seal. This is when it gets real interesting, and I want to cover this real quickly. The fifth seal involves a tribulation and martyrs that will be brought before kings. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because they loved Yahweh's word. They loved his name, and they held on, and they stood. They were imprisoned. They were persecuted. They were brought before kings. They were examined in the synagogues. That's a church, religious church laws that these people will have to violate. They will no longer belong to a 501(c) agenda of a United Nations world agenda to orchestrate and create a one world religion. They had a testimony, and they maintained that testimony. They called out in a loud voice after that they were killed. There's a depository of the slain from the righteous blood of Abel until the last blood that's shed upon the planet before the return of the big man, the King of Kings, the Mighty One, not the Prince of the Earth, not the devil, not Satan, and not none of his angels. These are the impostors who are deceiving the very elect. Notice this. How long, Almighty Sovereign, Yahweh, holy and true, how long will it be till you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer. Have patience. In patience you possess your soul in these coming times of trouble. Why would we have these troubles? To rid the earth, not of the evil. It is not the evil intent to destroy the evil, but to unify it, to solidify it, to get it in a group that they could come against the righteous ones. Now, these righteous ones, these souls that will be killed, hunted down, given testimony, they are going to appear as evil because they are against the system that Satan and his fallen ones, these are mighty princes, you're created in their image. You have a likeness. They come from the heavens at the appointed time. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Revelations chapter 12. Woe to them, for Satan is coming down among you, and he will bring in a peaceful transitional era of time and reign for a short time. Now remember this, and let me give you something here to chew on. You see, we are almost fatalistic. We, you know, in our timelines, our life is very short. 68 years for a male and about 70 for a woman. That's a short time on the average of the individuals that live upon the planet. Here in the United States, we are above average. Most of the undeveloped nations or the third world nations are a little bit lower. If you live there, you are at a disadvantage. However, the world average is far less than 68 and 70. And so then you lump it together and average it, and you've got a short time with life to get your life straight and set in order. And as the old saying goes, by the time that you learn how to live, you got to die. In this case, ladies and gentlemen, Satan knows that he has but a short time. But remember, one day in the day life of an angel could be 1,000 years. Well, 1,000 years could be one day, depending on Yahweh speeding it up or taking it down. And that's what Yahweh's going to do. He'll speed up time to lessen. If he don't, they will not be any of Jacob Israel saved in the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 37. And so then when Satan comes, it says that the power, now this is leading up to Satan. When he comes, the whole world's going to be deceived. There'll be very little opposition. But remember this, and let me tell you something right now, for those that I fit to stand, you will have a purpose for standing. You will hear a voice in your head, or in your mind, in your spirit mind, say, this is the way. Walk in. Turn neither to the right nor to the left. Hold on. Have patience, for in patience you will possess your soul. You will have a boldness that you could walk up as Daniel did, and you could take a toothpick and pick the meat or the very intent out of a lion's mouth, and you would have no fear. He would not harm you. You could have 1,000 to fall on one side and 10,000 on the other, and you would not fear. You're going to come into the marvelous power of those that stand and prove themselves worthy. You're going to have a time in the time of trouble of your spiritual. heaven was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave of every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They call for the mountains and the rocks, please, oh, please, hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of the wrath has come, and who can stand? The mountains will be removed completely by earthquakes, the stars fall from heaven, and the moon blood red, and anyone alive will hide in the leftover rocks in the cave and ask for death. And that's those that are evil. That's those that right now have built into the earth these secret chambers of escape, because I do believe that they know that there's going to come a disturbance from space. And Satan is warning them to hide in the caves and the dens, because he knows that this planet, when it comes back into the solar system, that it will greatly disrupt the magnetic channels and the polarities of the earth. Those will be disrupted. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are teetering on the 13 of those 13 things that are necessary to end and to begin a new beginning. In other words, the shift of the poles. And 13 again is a figure that we're going to look into later on as we get into, and this 13 figures prominently in the number system that Yahweh has designed and Satan has copied and used for the forces that he is getting into this area when he knows his time has come to reveal himself and to appear upon the earth in person. He said, well, the devil don't exist, buddy. He's just a figment of your imagination. He didn't get nobody pregnant back in the Garden of Eden. He couldn't live that long. What's wrong with you? Are you mad or are you beside yourself? Where in the world are you getting this from? The scriptures? Well, I want to ask you a question. What was the angel's name that came down to the little woman in the book of Matthew and overshadowed her? What was that angel's name? Was not his name Gabriel? The messenger angel, where did he come from? Where does he reside? Is he real? Can it be proven that he's got feet to wash? He's got a stomach because he can eat? He's got a physical body because he had clothes on? All of these examples, ladies and gentlemen, are encoded into the Bible as angelic beings, yet an angel is no more than you, just a little bit higher. And he don't dwell here if he's loyal to Yahweh. He wants to be here if he's fallen, because this is his last stand before that he's punished and put away for good. The seventh seal is about to be opened. And I saw the seventh seal with the trumpets. And he opened it, and there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God. Gabriel's one of them. Michael, Raphael, the whole book of Enoch lists all these angels. It was just a small number, according to the book of Enoch, that rebelled. But let me tell you how powerful these dudes are, in case you really don't know. One, O-N-E, can slay 186,000, proven in the Bible they could slay more if they wanted to. Those two angels took care of Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities that were destroyed in probably populations today that would equal somewhere around maybe perhaps San Antonio, or maybe perhaps Phoenix, Arizona, or maybe Memphis, Tennessee, something like that, something on the average of that city. Two angels. One to get the people out, and one to detonate the destructive device that they detonated. And you say, what was it? I don't know. But when you go over there, you find that area just a sea of molten glass. It was so hot. It had to be of a nuclear category, something maybe perhaps that we haven't even got. Because we do know that they can disrupt communication on Earth. They can neutralize the rockets that we are able to fire. But now I'm talking about the good guys and the bad guys who have both have this knowledge, and they can, at will, take you captive, both good and bad. Now the Bible said, whosoever resists the power receives damnation. So whatever you are, you're going to perform on the world stage in the last days. It's going to be determined who you are. Choose this day. Are you ready? Are you going to stand? Can you ride? Can you mount up on the wings of an eagle? Can you overcome by your testimony, by proven facts that you walk the walk as you talk the talk? And the Bible said, if you're ashamed of me in that day, I'll be ashamed of you. He opened the seal, and the first angel sounded the trumpet, and there came hell. Whew. Sounds like a flyby. It sounds like a gravitational pull from some interfering great body or mass of to disrupt the gravitational pull of the Earth, the gravity. It could cause a major shift of the poles. It could take huge amounts of life off the Earth. And there came hail and fire mixed with blood. And it was hurled down upon the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and the green grass was burned up. Revelations 8, 6 and 7. Oh, my. Now, after this, the seventh seal, we have the first trumpet, second trumpet, third trumpet, fourth trumpet. And all of these seals are these alerts that we should watch and pray that we enter not into temptation to deny him in the day of the challenge, the greatest challenge that the seed of Jacob has ever experienced. It will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, guaranteed, and the opening of the seal, of the seventh seal, will introduce a gravitational pull, disruption of communication, disruption of the Earth's surface buildings, so that only those, mostly, that are living within the bounds of the Earth, deep. Now there's going to be tsunamis. There's going to be earthquakes, and I just got through telling you and warning you to get off the coastal areas. Get away from those. Get inland as far as you can. Live deep in the mountains. Let me make a few suggestions for you. Come east of the Rockies. Do not go west of the Rockies. Get away from areas such as your coastal areas of Texas, Louisiana, Florida, the eastern coast of North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia. At least 100 to 150 miles inland is where you want to go. For the time of the seventh seal, which could begin with the event of the appearance of the 12th planet, which could, scientifically speaking, maybe your government already knows about them. Maybe the government is not telling you everything that you should know. We know that they're preparing feverishly. They're digging holes in the earth that you wouldn't marvel at. Great underground cities have already sprung up across the earth. And these governments know. that? Yes, they will. Until the appointed time. Now, it gets down to the first woe. See, the first woe is in the fifth trumpet. And I'm not going to even go there right now, because I'm too early in my message and series here of the wiggle worm from the dark hole. And I told you the alignment that we have that is in the heaven position stars, that we have the black hole right at the center. It's amazing. And it's in the constellation, if you'd like to see on the Milky Way, it's in the constellation of Sagittarius. And the dark hole is called Sagittarius A. It is a dark hole that, ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't believe how these things in the universe are so vast. It just boggles my mind when I read about it. The biggest things in the universe just got bigger. Now, this is from the Daily Galaxy. That a massive dark halo was discovered beyond the edge of the Milky Way. And so then, the headline is Massive Dark Halo Discovered Beyond the Milky Way. Why are we discovering it right now? Why is it the possibility looms greater that the ancients knew that they were 12 planets, and this 12th planet was called Marduk, or Planet X as we call it? And it's ironic that in 20 and 12, X marks the spot of the planet of the crossing. That's why they call it Planet X. That's why they don't want you to be worried about it. They don't want you to get frantic and nervous and demand that they do something while they are getting ready. They want you to eat, drink, and be merry. Well, ain't that the way it was in the days of Noah? Isn't that the way it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah? The government world system then said, don't worry about it. We got everything under control. These are just religious zealots that are crackpots. They don't know what they're talking about. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take a telescope for the spiritual eye of the seer to see. That's what they call seers. And they are to warn the sheep as watchmen on the wall that there's going to be a time of trouble. Now, when I said that this dark hole, this dark halo, it's a hole. It's bigger than we ever realized, and how we missed it up until now, they say, that we found it and analyzed it through super computer simulations of galactic core black holes, and it indicated that instead of being a mere 2 billion times the mass of the sun, listen to that now, instead of being a mere 2 billion times the mass of the sun, so insignificant that you'd surely lose them if you sneezed compared to the vast area of the Milky Way, some could be as large as 6 billion suns, not including the dark halo that surrounds the Milky Way. Now, who is that dark? What is that signifying? Light and darkness has no fellowship. But it is now converging upon the Milky Way as a giant, dark, massive halo, 6 billion times the mass of the sun's, 6 billion times the mass of our sun. It is 10 times as much mass as all of the visible stars, listen to this now, gas and dust in the rest of the galaxy. Now let me repeat that. This dark halo that surrounds the Milky Way is more than 10 times as much mass as all of the visible stars, gas, dust, in the rest of the David Galaxy, and it's a magazine to the cosmology of the heavens. The study by scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Extraterrestrial Studies. Oh, man. Wait a minute here. Scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Extraterrestrial Studies? What are they studying this for? Why has it now just come to their attention that this dark halo is now enclosing the Milky Way? Have you ever heard it before? They say, "Oh, buddy, I don't worry about things out there that I can't do nothing about." See, that's the problem. If my people, which are called by my name, should pray and humble themselves and repent and turn from their wicked ways, just a few could make a difference. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, except the fallen away come, the end will not come. As long as we stay strong, as long as we watch this experimentation subject by Dr. Carl Gebhardt and his colleagues ran a supercomputer simulation to calculate the mass of the monster at M87's core, 6 billion times larger than the mass of the sun, and 10 times as much mass as all of the visible stars, the gas, and the dust in the galaxy. Now, when you simulate a dark hole size, because there's no way to observe its mass directly, you can only infer its immensity by studying the effects of the mass around it, like little things like entire galaxies. Man, what thinking? When the new model differs from the past efforts as its inclusion of the dark halo, when they included it, an unobservable ring of dark matter, which astrophysicists now believe surround the galaxies, including something that you can't see, which might sound a great way to get an answer that you like, but the simulation worked it out by observing the effects of this halo on the visible stars, and then accounting for those calculated effects when simulating the black hole, which is why the program took several days to run on the computer that could probably calculate you to 10 decimal places in 1 minute. Now, that's an awesome computer. The dark matter halo is the single largest part of the Milky Way, and I'm sure you haven't heard about it. Covering the space between 100,000 light years to 300,000 light years from the galactic center. Now, we're concentrating now back with the dark halo surrounding the Milky Way. Remember, in John 8, it says, "I am the light of the world, and I go away, and now ye are the light of the world." Satan is creating a dark halo through his coming. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is coming down among you. Scientists are now not dependent upon the dark matter and magic factor, which affects so much of our current cosmology. The results seem to explain observations which previously puzzled many scientists, which is always a good sign for a new result. Recordings of distant quasars show evidence of black holes far larger than anything we've ever seen closer to home. Now it seems that they were there all along, we just weren't looking in the right place. Now, inner man, remember, he's got to get in on the act. Scientists can now generate a black hole as often as every second when the world's most powerful particle accelerator. marking the astrological signs of the ancient Mayan revelation of the center of the Milky Way. There is a deep, dark hole, and someone lives in there. Well, they could be a planet far larger than Earth that is hidden behind this giant dark hole in the center of our galaxy, and is due at a certain point, which the Mayans called. Enough attention to this fact that they quit a calendar and said time will be no longer. Now, is that true? Or is it that we're going to suffer great consequences as a result of the heavens, the signs, and the plagues, and the famines, and the pestilence, the opening of the seals that are going to come upon these people of the latter days? Now, when the going gets tough, it's so tough it gets going, and Yahweh is going to incarnate a people that will stand. Only a few will be saved. Will he find faith on earth? Are you ready? Are you capable? Are you able to stand when this 20 and 12 collider finally comes online? The large, listen how big it is, 17-mile machine. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, it was fired up. They fired it up once, and it malfunctioned. They're working on simulating a black hole size, and they can create them. This is a Stargate. That's what it's for. Could they be working on and, if you will, conjunction with the satanic forces of the evil ones that are coming through these gates, must they be opened from within? Behold, I stand at the door and knock, he said. Is this Stargate? Is it that the key to open it is on the outside on our planet? Are the scientists now working to create a black hole factory? It's raised fears that a stray black hole could devour our whole planet. The Lifeboat Foundation, a non-profit organization devoted to safeguarding humanity from what now it considers threats to our existence, has stated that artificial black holes could threaten all life on Earth, and so it proposes to set up a self-sustaining colony elsewhere. Now, I don't know where. Maybe they won't escape the planet. Well, that's what we're already doing, isn't it? We're out there looking. We're out there searching. We're building space stations. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the age of the advent of the time for the revealing. What's going to come through the black hole? Is it a wiggle worm? I doubt it. Is it a dark creature from the deep lagoon? I doubt it. Well, who's going to come through? An angel, a light. Someone that is capable, highly capable, of deceiving the whole world. Could it be that the doctrines and the dogmas of this false religious system is now preparing the advent to set up the kingdom of the royal serpent race upon the earth that will appear as angels of light and deceive the very elect? I think so. Theories about the universe containing extra dimensions other than those of space and time are now proven correct. The accelerator might also generate black holes. Landsberg and his colleagues at Stanford University in California calculated in 2001, physicist Steve Gilden at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and Scott Thomas of Stanford University in California reached similar conclusions that they have the potential black hole factory now in operation. What a man do with it, ladies and gentlemen? Black holes possess gravitational fields so strong that nothing can escape them. And that's exactly what Satan represents. He has a hold on the world, and do not let him get a hold on you. Resist him with all of your heart. Some of you will kill. Some of you will put in prison, but we're in, ladies and gentlemen, for the most exciting times. And 2012 is the point of the crossing. I believe that after the passing, get ready for 2 years of turbulence and tribulations. We've been in it for a while. Look at your skies filled with chemtrails. Look at the weapons that have been devised to obliterate man at their own will. Life is going to be taken from those who prefer to live, but it would be farther, much better to die. They will pray for death. Nothing. They're so strong, the black hole, nothing can escape them, not even light. What does that symbolize? It's a war on Yahweh and the children of light. That's what it means. That once they get there, they've got us surrounded here, and the heavens declare the work of his hands, both good and bad. And in this constellation of Sagittarius, right in the center of the plane of crossing, the ecliptic center, the 26,000-year cycle, and I've got to close. My time is coming gone. And, oh, man, I'm just geared up and ready to work. I'm just like the horse that's loosed in the seven seals. I want to work. I want to run through the earth and shout and tell you to prepare, for Satan is coming down among you, knowing he's got a short time to work. We'll pick it up Monday night around the world on WWRB. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey in the great state of Mississippi. Brought to you courtesy of their love for the truth. Now, I want to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, are you interested in your life? Are you wanting to know? You've got to have a prophet. You've got to have someone that's got understanding. You've got to be led by the Spirit. And you've got to know that you pass from death into life. You've got to know that there's a time of trouble that's coming, such as the world has never seen. And you are unlikely to hear this on mainstream radio or even on Christian radio or television. They're not going to tell you because they don't like to hear about the hard messages of repentance. It's not about earning money. It's not about being popular. It's about Yahweh's truth. It is about waking up. It's about telling your brother about the war for the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, the final battle is fixing to be fought. Let's get about our Father's business. Let's remove ourselves from the islands of false doctrine, from the midst of those who proclaim that they're holy and are not. And those that say they're Jews and are not, but are liars, that have formulated a socialist conspiracy to take over the world and destroy Yahweh with the deception and his people, which are the heirs to the earth and his kingdom. Oh, man. The miserable, wretched, blind deceivers. How that they trust in the riches and the power, and Satan has deceived the very elect. Come out from the Laodicean church age and join those who are on fire for Yahweh. Write me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. That you can call me. Area code 423-626-2172. You can write me, Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 3782. 1-800-284-2424. Again, sponsored by Brother Mark. This message is sent to you with all of our love. Call me. I'll tell you some things that's fixing to happen on this series that will cause you to want to dig a hole and hide yourself from the wrath that's to be revealed from heaven. Satan is coming. The prince of the power of the air. The disturbance. The point of crossing will never be the same. We can't go back. We can't look back. Remove the veil from them and expose the will of the righteous to the evil ones, that we will stand and that we will proclaim the victory of thus saith Yahweh. I love you. I'll see you Monday night around the world at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the transmitting Jewel of the South. This is Pastor Buddy saying good night, everyone, and I love you.